Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bandwagon on IFM Sports Radio. You can also check us out on Blog Talk as well as Hip Hop Menace. I'm the antagonist here with my crazy, energetic co-host, the Witty One. How's it going, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's me, the one, the Witty One, the winning one. What's happening, son? You know me. I'm always ready. What's going on?
Hey, man, just another day in the neighborhood, baby. You know, favorite time of year. Do you smell it in the air?
Oh, man, hot dog. I smell it.
The beer, the brats.
Yes, indeed. Fresh cut grass. Oh, yes, indeed, baby. Oh, yeah, I can't wait, man. It's my time, man.
Haters.
I've been living for this season. Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, man. The haters
come all
everywhere.
Toast to the haters. Toast to the haters right now.
That's right, man. This is the time of year where grown men become children again. It's Christmas for the next 6 months. It's football season, everybody.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so we have an exciting show tonight. We're going to be speaking about, you know, just this time of year, this football season. We're going to talk about some bold predictions. We're going to examine what every team is doing in camp and, you know, with bold predictions, we're not just going to go with who's winning the division, but we're going to take you through the playoffs. We're going to take you to the Super Bowl. And everybody listening out there, I want you guys just to remember everything that we say.
I want you
to hold us to it. In February, I want you to remember the bold predictions of the antagonist and the witty one.
That's right.
And let us know how we stack up. And so let's dive right in. You know what? I'm a professional cowboy hater. Everybody knows that. I got certifications on my mantle and everything. You know, I actually majored in hating the Cowboys at DeVry University. And so there was a picture that came out of Tony Romo entering camp that was pretty – it was pretty hilarious. He actually had on his flap jacket under – his jersey, and so it's a rib protector, and the way it was under there made him look like he was about 30 pounds heavier than he was. And so there was tweets going around about how Tony Romo was chunky and how he was out of shape, how he looked like, you know, Al Bundy, how he was built like a sack of laundry, you know. And I tell you what, man, I'm not even gonna lie, I really, really, really enjoyed that. But you know what, Tony Romo's good. He's not good. He's just in shape, but I digress. And so, oh yeah, yeah. So enough of banging on Mr. Romo. Let's jump right into it. Speaking of Romo, let's jump into the NFC East. And so, one team that is really interesting to watch here in the NFC East, the Washington Redskins. Everybody remembers Kirk Cousins, you know. You like that? Do you like that? You know, that game where he did his thing. But the Redskins got a little bit better in getting Josh Norman at a cornerback.
Okay.
He was arguably the best corner in the league, and I do mean arguable, last season. And so free agent contract ends up signing with the Washington Redskins. But you know what? There's some video that was leaked of him throughout training camp just getting burnt by Pierre Garçon, being burnt by DeSean Jackson. And there's been a lot of talk. Norman is a system cornerback, kind of like a Richard Sherman. And if he goes one-on-one in isolation, plays some man-to-man, he can get exposed. And I think we saw a little bit of that from the way Pierre Garçon torched him, man. It was like a marshmallow on camp night. I mean, it was ridiculous. You know, I mean, he was running fast, and he had his one arm up like he was waving down a bus. You know, when you're a kid and you miss the bus and you're trying to catch it, that's what it looked like.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, he was running, and Pierre Garçon had his jock strap in hand. And he got tore up on that play. But the interesting thing about the Washington Redskins, they're still relatively a young team. Kirk Cousins going out into I believe this is a contract year for Kirk, and or did he re-sign? I'm not sure. I have to double-check that stat. But Kirk Cousins is seen as one of the younger quarterbacks that's coming out and doing his thing, and a lot of people think that the Redskins are here to stay. Every year, everybody gets on the Cowboy bandwagon. Every year, you know, Cowboys are winning the division and going to the Super Bowl, especially if you ask anybody in the Lubbock area or Waco area in Texas. But
right.
you can't really sleep on the Washington Redskins, you know, and if this team stays healthy, I really think they could give the Cowboys a run for their money in the division.
Yeah. What do you think about Philly, though, man? I mean, Philly was strong last year, man. I mean, they came in second, but, I mean, Philly and LaSalle Cheesa, though. I mean, you know, they can do their thing, too. You think they're going up good against Washington again this year?
Well, you know what? Only thing I'm a little bit skeptical about with the Eagles is just their quarterback. You know, Carson Wentz isn't going to be ready. They've named Sam Bradford. You know, I got it right the first time, Bradford. But they got Sam Bradford, you know, back, and they declared him the starter. But, you know, honestly, he's just keeping the driver's seat warm for Carson Wentz. He's going to go out there, and he should be a solid quarterback. Now, I'm not saying – a lot of people are saying the next Ben Roethlisberger. I think that's kind of a stretch. Mm. You know, if he does that well, that's obviously something that's good for Philadelphia. But really with what I see with Carson Wentz, he has huge upside. I mean, we're talking potential Ben Roethlisberger or, at worst, we're talking Billy Tolliver, journeyman in the NFL.
Okay.
So I think with Carson, it's either hit or miss. You know, Tolliver is kind of cruel. I'd say more like Drew Stanton. Like the backup in Arizona, you know, Wentz is either going to be that star guy or he's going to be a solid backup in this league for years to come. He has all the right tools. He needs to be protected by that Eagles offensive line. And if he's able to be protected, the Eagles should be interesting. But I really think right now the Redskins are on top, neck and neck with the Cowboys. I would say the New York Giants. The Giants got stronger all the way around. They spent a lot of money beefing up their defense. You know, they drafted a young receiver to go alongside Odell Beckham, and they should be a good team. And if you watch Giants football, it seems like every 3-4 years they turn it around and they get deep into the playoffs. So they're about to make a run.
Oh, no doubt. Okay.
Okay, and so let's see, predictions. NFC East, you know what? I call it bold, and this isn't just because I'm not a Cowboy fan, but call it bold, I think the Redskins are going to win the division again. Ezekiel Elliott, talented kid against that offensive line, arguably the best offensive line in football. Tony Romo's coming back healthy, but the Cowboys, there's just something about them where they just can't seem to get out of their own way.
Sure.
And so it's going to be interesting to see what the Dallas Cowboys do this year. I have them coming in, I would say, tied with the Giants for second in the division. And then I have the Eagles coming in last, and that's just mostly because of their quarterback play. And so what do you think about that division? How do you have it shaping up?
Yeah, I had to agree with you that, man. When it comes to that, Washington definitely a stronger team out of all of them. Now, Philly, depending on, like you said, the quarterback's questionable. So I have to go with you on Washington, man. They're just a stronger team, just like last year, man. I see them doing it again this year, man, no doubt. So I'm going Washington with you, antagonist. I'm going with you, okay? Mark that down.
Better with me than against me.
That's right.
Well, you know what, and the NFC East is still, I think, going to be the weakest division in football. Last year, what was it, 9-7 won the division. And you know what, giving Cowboys a little bit more credit, I would have to say that if their offensive line plays up to what they're supposed to do, and Ezekiel Elliott, he has high upside. He's either going to be a great running back or he's going to be the biggest bust in recent memory. he has a lot on his shoulders. But the kid is absolutely electric, and we'll just see if it can translate to the NFL. A lot of times you see these guys in college, they're explosive. You know, they run 4.4 40s, doing a great job. But in the NFL, you got defensive linemen that run 4.8s, 4.9s, and so everybody's fast at this level. So it'll be interesting to see the way that shapes up. And so let's take it over. You know, let's head a little bit north right here. Let's go to the NFC North. Chicago Bears, you know, John Fox, they got a good coach, John Fox, there. I have to tell you, though, I don't really see the Bears do it too much more. I know one of the producers of our show here is a Bears fan. Sorry to break your heart, brother.
Yeah,
there's going to be tears in New Mexico. But, yeah, the Bears should be, you know, they'll be okay. I don't really think they're going to, you know, do anything that huge. You know, Jay Cutler, he's not turning the corner like he was projected to when he was first drafted into the league. It seems like ever since he's been in Chicago, his heart has been questioned. If he has a heart, if he has a grit, if he has a leadership ability, they have an amazing receiver in Alshon Jeffrey. You can't take that away from him. But he can't throw the ball to himself, you know, and that's what it's going to amount to. Plus, I believe they lost Matt Forte, if I'm not mistaken, in the offseason. And so that's huge. You know, that guy was their offense.
Absolutely.
Detroit Lions, they're going to be hurting. They lost Calvin Johnson to retirement this past offseason. And their answer to that was signing Anquan Boldin to a 1-year contract. So, you know, Bolden's a great possession receiver, nice steady workhorse, but he is not that dominant force in the offense that requires the attention that Calvin Johnson required. And so it's going to be a little bit interesting seeing what the Detroit Lions do this year. Matthew Stafford's a solid quarterback, still probably one of the strongest arms in football. But it's really going to be interesting to see if they can get the offensive firepower that they had with Calvin Johnson there. That's the equivalent to I would say that's the equivalent to the Cavaliers losing LeBron James. You know, it's going to be devastating for that team this year, and it's going to be interesting to see how they adjust to that, because this is going to change the entire dynamic of how they run their offense without having Calvin Johnson out there. There's a lot of things that Johnson brought to the table that don't get in the stat book. The double teams, you know, sometimes they can run him deep as a decoy just to pull the safety off of coverage and open things up for the tight ends. And Anquan Boldin's not going to do that. So we'll see what happens with them. Absolutely scary team coming out the NFC North, the Green Bay Packers. They had an amazing year last year, some struggles, but to keep in mind, that was without Jordy Nelson. Jordy Nelson, Aaron Rodgers' number one target. They lost him early last season. I believe it was in the preseason last year, and he never stepped on the field, and the Packers still found ways to win. And Aaron Rodgers is one of those once-in-a-generation quarterbacks. Anytime you have him lining up under center, you have a shot to win, and you have a shot to win big. And so with his number one weapon coming back, it's going to be pretty good to watch. And so Ed Lacy's coming back out of camp. He's actually in shape this time. He's going into camp, I believe, about 25 pounds lighter than he was. And so powerful running back, and he's going to be a little bit quicker on his feet. So the Packers need to figure out a way to get their pass rush back. Clay Matthews isn't really getting to the quarterback the way he used to. He's just not getting the help around him. B.J. Raji's a shell of what he used to be, but he's still young enough to turn it around. So we'll see. You know, we'll see what they do. But the Packers, I think they're the class of the NFC North, and you can't sleep on the Minnesota Vikings either. Offensive line is awesome. Whenever you have Adrian Peterson, awesome. And you know what? Their X factor, Teddy Bridgewater. A mobile quarterback on top of having Adrian Peterson spells disaster for any team to deal with.
Absolutely.
And so it's going to be really, really cool to see what they do. Last year, they won the division, and it shocked a lot of people. You know, the Vikings won the division over the Packers. Packers are going to come back, and they're going to be the Packers of old this year. But I really see the Minnesota Vikings making the playoffs in the wild card. They may not win the division, but they're definitely going to make the playoffs. And so for the NFC North, I have Green Bay winning the division, Minnesota coming in second, and if you could have two people in last place, I'd throw Detroit and Chicago in there, but for the sake of having to pick one, I'd say Detroit, then Chicago pulling up the rear.
Right. Well, I'm going to have to go against you and flip it around. I'm going with Minnesota to win the division, and I got Green Bay pulling up second. I'm just more impressed with Minnie, man. Just like what you said, man, Adrian Peterson, you know, got that young quarterback, man. He's doing his thing. It's just, it's just that time, man. You know, like, continue on from last year. Continue on.
And the interesting thing, too, about the Vikings, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater is almost like a leaner Russell Wilson. You know, he's an accurate passer. And it's, you know, he really has the potential to be an amazing quarterback. And you pair that with Adrian Peterson, how can you lose, you know? So it should be interesting. I don't quite think they're at the point where they can dethrone the Packers, but I can tell you what, the Packers finally have themselves some solid competition for the next 4 years.
Right. That is true.
Sticking with the NFC, let's go south. The dirty, baby. Dirty south. Now, the Falcons made an interesting signing today. They signed Dwight Freeney today to a one-year deal. Now, a lot of people, Dwight Freeney, he's old, yada, yada. Well, Dwight Freeney came into Arizona, played virtually, what was it, like half the season and got 12 sacks. Dwight Freeney still does his thing. And so putting him in Atlanta is going to help Atlanta out a huge deal in getting some defense to help out Matt Ryan in that offense. Now, if you look at this offense in Atlanta, it's almost a tragedy for this Falcons team not to be winning more games. When you have Julio Jones, who for the past 6 years has been one of the arguably top three receiver in the NFL, and then Dante Freeman, who came out of nowhere. Anybody who plays fantasy football, they love that signing and Dante Freeman, the way he dominated. So, and you have Matt Ryan. So, really, these guys need to figure out a way to get their defense together and to win at home. Yeah. It was, they lost some games where they were really in it until they gave up the goat. And if you remember, the Falcons started off the season on fire last year. I believe they were 5-0.
They were doing their thing,
and just gave up the ghost. And so they're going to have to figure out a way to get that back together because they have it in them. They show sparks. They have it in them. And so the Falcons should be an interesting team this year. Some experts have them going 7-9. I think they're going to be a little bit better than that. I think, 9-7. But they're a team that has the potential to be 12-4. But 9-7, I think, is more realistic for Atlanta. Now let's go to New Orleans. Drew Brees.
Uh-oh.
Now, yeah. Drew Brees, I mean, he's always going to be Drew Brees. But you know what? It's sad to say, and I thought we had a few more years till we, you know, really had to accept this as a reality. But the Saints aren't going to be marching in. They're not the team they used to be. Drew Brees doesn't have the protection. He's always had a decent offensive line. He doesn't have the protection that he does now, nor the weapons that he used to have. And so Drew Brees is going to be struggling a little bit. Last year, it really showed that he missed Jimmy Graham with him going to Seattle. And he struggled, quite frankly, struggled. And the Saints had a lot of injuries. I think Drew Brees is going to have a big year, but they're just not going to have the help to get over the hump and to get to where they need to be. And so I look at the Saints finishing 6-10 this year.
6-10, huh? They were 7-9 last year, so okay.
They could be the hottest of the garbage. You never know.
The hottest of the garbage.
A fun team to look at here. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mike Evans, awesome receiver out of Texas A&M. I remember watching him play in college at Texas A&M, just knowing this kid was going to be a stud. Big receiver, kind of maybe like a grittier Larry Fitzgerald, just about the athleticism. You know, he's a tough kid, really good hands, reliable hands. Jameis Winston at quarterback, who is well on his way to being a marquee name in the league. Defense in Tampa, always solid. I see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers actually shocking some people this year. I think the Buccaneers are going to be around 10-6 this season. Now, are they going to win the division? No. And I think we all know why they're not going to win the division. Cam Newton. You know, the kid's cocky, the kid's a little bit arrogant, but you know what? You can't deny that talent. I mean, he's an absolute freak of nature. That defense is just out of this world. A lot of people think there's going to be some question marks since they don't have Josh Norman, but if if we go back to what we were talking about earlier, if you can see him get fricasseed in a Redskins training camp, you're not really missing too much.
Got that right.
the Panthers are going to be solid. They're going to win the division, and they just may go deep into the playoffs. So, I mean, it's almost a no-brainer at that point. I think, definitely the Carolina Panthers winning the division. I have them at 13-3. I have the Buccaneers coming up at 10-6. And then we have the Saints, like I said, but they're not marching. They're not marching in. They're going to be dead last, and Atlanta, they're going to be 9-7, so they'll be in third. They'll miss the playoffs again. But, yeah, I have Tampa Bay definitely making it in the wild card. And so far, my two wild card teams outside the division winners, looks like it's going to be Tampa Bay, and looks like it's going to be Minnesota.
Okay. Well, I got you on that one. It's pretty smart picks. Of course, Carolina hands down when it comes to division. Like you was talking about, Atlanta's definitely must improve. I'm going to go with, of course, with my Panthers. Got to go with Cam. Can't be a fool to go against him, man. They healthy and everything. Cam's going to take it. And I'm taking ATL to go in second, man. You know, they look strong. And I'm going to flip it. I'm going to put Tampa Bay up to like third, like you said, and then Saints, like you said, they won't be marching in. They'd be pulling up a cellar dweller. You know what I'm saying? So I got my Panthers all the way though, man. They gonna repeat. I'm just gonna let you know that right now. Say it. I mean it, and I said it. Now
they're gonna repeat
they're
what?
Gonna,
a loss in the Super Bowl?
They're gonna repeat. They're gonna be NFC champs and they're going to the Super Bowl, but this time they're gonna win. I'm just gonna let you know that right now. I let the cat out the bag.
Well, Michael Orr better get his blind side on. So someone better call Sandra Bullock to help him out. because if he plays like he did in this past Super Bowl, you know, Cam's going to turn into Damn.
He'll be all right. He'll be all right, man. We all learn from our mistakes. We all learn from our mistakes there.
I hope so.
From your mistakes. So there you go.
If they learn, if they learn from their mistakes, they have a lot in their frame of references. They made some in that Super Bowl, so it should be good. It should be interesting to see. I don't see many teams beating the Carolina Panthers. You know what? And actually, I may have to change one of my wild card teams because, you know, let's wrap up the NFC and let's take a stop in the NFC West.
Hometown.
Los Angeles Rams. You know what?
The Los Angeles Rams. That sounds good again. That sounds good again, man. After how many years now? 20-something years, man? Wow. Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
Their glory days were a stretch of 3 seasons in St. Louis, when they were known as the greatest show on turf. And there is nothing outside of watching Eric Dickerson run at all appetizing about the Los Angeles Rams. But they have some pieces. Todd Gurley in 3 years is probably going to be the best running back in the NFL. Just dominant. Went out there last season, shocked a lot of people with the amount of production he had. He took over the starting job for Trey Mason. And, Todd Gurley, there's not too much stuff you can take out of his game. But one thing the Rams seriously lack in, they have a good defense, they seriously lack, is receiving weapons. These guys, the cupboards are bare. You draft Jared Goff, good pick. Understand the pick. I probably would have went Carson Wentz, but I understand why they got Jared Goff, University of California, get the hometown kid. But who the hell is he going to throw the ball to? Nobody.
That's
nobody. Right. Tavon Austin, super fast, electric, but, I mean, his hands are not favorable. It's like he has 2 bricks and he's trying to catch a football, and it's bad. No touch. No touch. I mean, it's horrible. You know, it's horrible. But they'll be exciting to watch. They'll be exciting to watch. They're going to sell tickets. They have an amazing stadium out there. So they're going to get the following. And Los Angeles is a good football town. And they're going to support their Rams. But they're going to be supporting them through a lot of hard times this year, because I think they're going to get it handed to them. But worse than the Rams. Yes, I said it. Worse than the Rams. San Francisco 49ers.
Oh.
I tell you what, ever since the 49ers had that mass exodus of stars a few years ago, just people retiring, people, they have not recovered. Colin Kaepernick is really a one-hit wonder. He had 2 of those solid, solid years. But ever since then, he's been exposed. He cannot pass in the pocket. It's even so bad now where he's projected to be the second string quarterback behind Blaine Gabbert. Let that sink in.
That's bad.
Blaine Gabbert was drafted University of Missouri to the Jacksonville Jaguars a few years ago. He was supposed to be their franchise quarterback. He got murdered there because they didn't have an offensive line. He gets released. Jaguars draft Blake Bortles, obviously, and then Blaine Gabbert is supposed to be sitting on the bench behind Colin Kaepernick, and he takes his job. Think about that. Somebody who was arguably the most dominant quarterback in the NFL just 3 years ago. I remember that playoff game against the Packers where he ran, I believe, on a bootleg for like 60 yards.
Yeah, man. Was killing him, man. Yeah, killing him.
Yeah.
He was killing him.
Where's he at?
Oh, man, I don't know. Maybe he got a hold of one of the Kardashians out there, man. I heard he got a hold of one of the Kardashians out there, man. I just heard.
Them Kardashians are athletic kryptonite. You either become crazy as hell or lose all your skill. Ain't that right, Kanye? But anyway.
Uh-oh, watch.
So the 49ers are not going to be that good. They do have a shining star on their offense that we can't ignore, Carlos Hyde. He's going to be an awesome running back, but unfortunately he's going to have at least 3 years without any help. So the Rams are going to be bad. I have the Rams coming in. You know what? I'll give them 7-9, but the 49ers, I see them at best 3-13. The 49ers are going to be pretty, you know, what's the word to best, abysmal. Yes, they're going to be bad. Yeah. Seattle Seahawks. Now, the Seahawks got better. You have Jimmy Graham another year in the system with Pete Carroll. They just gave Pete Carroll a 3-year extension, so he's going to be there. There's a lot of speculation. It could lose him at the end of the year, so that kind of got squashed. Rawls proved to be a very good running back in their system, and Marshawn Lynch is absent. And so the Seattle Seahawks
retired, man. Say it like it is. He retired.
Oh, well, he was injured last year. I think he was out with hurt feelings or something. But, yeah, he went ahead and retired. And so, hey, you know, the beast mode is definitely a Hall of Fame caliber running back. So much respect to him. But, you know, Rawls is going to have to show that he can fill those shoes on a permanent basis. Of course, you got Baldwin and, you know, Russell Wilson has some pretty good weapons there. Their defense got a little bit more stout on the line. So the Seahawks could turn it around. The Seahawks have been victim of their own starts. Past couple of years, they've had slow starts out the gate, and it's messed with their playoff seeding. And if you watch the playoffs last year, arguably, they should have lost. But, you know, you had Charlie Brown kicking field goals for, for the Minnesota Vikings last year. You know, so
that's real.
Yeah,
good.
So they got saved in that way, and it was the Panthers handled them pretty mightily, but the Seattle Seahawks they're one of those teams. If they can come out to a strong start, they just may win the division. Now,
Hold up. Did you say I gotta go back on this? You said they're gonna win the division? Do you know your Arizona Cardinals is in the same division? No, what you talking about?
Oh no. They may. That's like, you know, it's still a question at this point. It's like when you're in school, may I use the restroom? You have the opportunity to say no, teacher. You have the opportunity to tell me to sit down, and we may have to tell the Seahawks to sit down because the Arizona Cardinals, top to bottom, can you really point out a weakness on their team? Top to bottom. DJ Humphreys, the offensive lineman that they drafted last year in the first round, who pretty much redshirted, is looking good at right tackle right now. They're deep all throughout their line. Jared Beldeer is arguably the best left tackle in the game. So you have protection for Carson Palmer, and then look at the running back core they have. Chris Johnson, who was on pace for an 1,800-yard season before he got injured. Then David Johnson, the rookie,
shows he's
the most dominant running back on the team. And don't forget, they still have Andre Ellington, who's probably one of the better skilled third-down backs in the league. So then, I mean, Michael Floyd, Larry Fitzgerald, John Brown, J.J. Nelson, they have receivers for days. We know that. Jermaine Gresham came into training camp lighter, stronger, faster. At tight end, Darren Fells is supposed to be better. Troy Nicholas is supposed to be better at tight end. I mean, we're sitting here having a conversation about how solid their third stringers are at this point. And that's just because Steve Keim and Bruce Arians, the way they draft, the way they scout talent, they get young and they get deep. Defense is just, they're solid. They got better. Mm-hmm. They were pretty good last year, but they got even better. Getting Tavon Branch at safety to replace Rashad Johnson, who's a leader like Rashad was, just younger, faster, more physical. Brandon Williams drafted at cornerback after the departure of Jerrod Powers. Good pickup. They believe that he's going to get in that starting role because all he played in college was press man-to-man. And as fast as John Brown is and J.J. Nelson, some of the fastest receivers in the NFL, this kid in training camp is step for step with him down the field. He runs a 4.32 40. On the other side, you have Patrick Peterson, and we don't even have to talk about Patrick Peterson or Matthew. We know what they bring to the table. Chandler Jones rushing the quarterback, so they got a legitimate Pro Bowl pass rusher, a proven pass rusher. Robert Kendiche was drafted out of Ole Miss, who is like the reincarnation of Darnell Dockett, just faster and a whole hell of a lot meaner. You know, the Cardinals really, a lot of experts are picking them to win the Super Bowl just based off of the fact that you look at their roster, and is there any injury outside of Carson Palmer that could hit this team that would make them not a contender?
Nah, I don't think so. Yeah. Palmer stays healthy.
So,
y'all could go.
And so, going back, we're going to have to, just going back to it, I believe I picked Minnesota, and I picked, who was the other wild card team I had? I'm going to have to boot one of them because Seattle, there's no way Seattle's not making. I picked Tampa Bay. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to boot Tampa Bay, and I'm going to have to say Seattle is going to make the wild card. Arizona's going to win the division.
Oh, yeah.
And so,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, who do you have winning the NFC West?
Well, you know, come on, man. You say all that to say this. AZ Cardinals. I mean, like you said, they stacked, yo. And if they could get better, like you said, like they did, it's a wrap, yo. Seattle, they're going to come up a close second, you know, but AZ, hands down, Cardinals are just too improved, man. They're just too stacked, yo. They're just too stacked,
yeah.
Like you said, man. I mean, top to bottom, man. I mean, outside of Karma getting hurt, you know, I don't see no problem. So, yeah, definitely, AZ, hands down. I mean, Seattle's going to come in second again, and I'm going to give them like you too, man. They're going to probably be again 7-9 like they was last year. Excuse me, Rams. I said St. Louis, son. See, I got to get used to that like everybody else. So Rams going to come up third again, 7-9 like you said. But AZ, you know what? I'm going to predict again. It's going to be AZ going against Panthers again, okay? Out the NFC. They're gonna do it again, you know, like last year. But I still see Panthers just too much for them, man. They're just too much, man. Cam's too much. He ain't gonna let it happen again. I'm just letting you know that again. But AC's
more proof. Oh, ye of little faith.
Yeah, man. Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
You know,
me I need to go to church more, but that's okay. That's another story.
I have to echo that. I see one of two things happening. I see Arizona having the best record in the NFC. So I see them in the NFC Championship, and a big factor is they're going to host that game. Mm-hmm. And so they're not going to have that game on the road this time, and I think that's going to make a huge difference. Historically, Arizona plays a lot better at home. But there's something about Aaron Rodgers and having that chip on his shoulder. the way he ended last season, he was playing angry. He was dominating. And to look at it, I would have to say Aaron Rodgers, oh, you know what, I can't even fix my mouth to say it. Oh, do they beat the Panthers? I'll be bold.
Be bold.
Packers at Arizona, NFC Championship. Arizona wins the NFC Championship. They get back to the Super Bowl.
That's who
I have coming out of the NFC. Let's see. Let's do a little lightning round for the AFC. AFC East, you know, Bills are going to be very exciting this year. Tyrod Taylor coming into a huge year. This is his make-or-break year. Only thing the Bills have a problem with, honestly, I mean, Sammy Watkins, you have Shady McCoy at running back, you have Tyrod at quarterback. Nobody blocks. That's their problem, and Tyrod's going to be running for his life. I think the Bills are going to have a more solid year than they did last year, and I have them coming up second in the division, and the reason why is, you know, they're not third is because I like Tyrod Taylor better than Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's a Jets quarterback. And so I have them pulling up in third. Miami is going to be the caboose of that train. And even though he's suspended for four games, Patriots are taking that division. So I kind of think that goes without saying in the AFC East.
I have to agree with you on that one. New England's always hard to beat, even with him sitting out like that. But, yeah, I think Jets going to be more a little proven, do a little more this year too, man. I mean, they came in second last year. I'm going to keep it like it was last year, man. New England's going to definitely take that one, that AFC East for sure. But I got, like I said, NYJs, man, they're going to come up surprise no people, man. Buffalo's okay. You know, they, like you said, they got that thing on Tyrod, and he's good. That boy, you know, he's coming into his own for sure. But I think it's time for NYJs to do something, man. They got to do something. They got to do something. So there you go, right there. And Miami,
they have a good receiving
course.
Oh, yeah, they have a good receiving core. I mean,
right.
Decker, Brandon Marshall, defense, of course, Revis Island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to be good. They're definitely going to be good. So really looking forward to seeing that matchup. And so let's look at the most physical division in football, and it always has been, in my opinion, the AFC North. This is going to be a very, very competitive division if everybody stays healthy. A lot of people, believe it or not, like the Steelers to make it to the Super Bowl. Strong team, deep team.
Mm-hmm.
I think their Super Bowl hopes kind of got tarnished because, you know, Le'Veon Bell cannot stay out of trouble. Yeah, he's suspended another four games, and so that may affect the Steelers' record starting out the season. And the Cincinnati Bengals have been a problem the past 3 years, especially last year. Before Andy Dalton got hurt, he was playing out of his doggone mind. You know, A.J. Green, they're a deep team. Ravens are always dangerous when they're healthy. Health is a big thing with Baltimore. Looking at it and breaking it down, with these teams in the AFC North, I would have to say Steelers second place, Bengals are going to take the division, Ravens are going to miss the playoffs, and Cleveland Browns are going to sell a lot of RG3 jerseys, but that's about it.
That's about it, huh?
That's about it.
Yeah. I have to agree with you on that one. I think things stay the same in that division as well, sir. Cincinnati's going to stay on top. Like you said, man, Pittsburgh, they got a little problem there. But if they had that situation taken care of a little bit more, you know, they would take the division. But, you know, that's why they play the game, though. But, yeah, I got to go with your Cincy on that one. And then Pittsburgh coming up second on that. Doing third. So, yeah.
As we look at the AFC South, let me ask you this question. Are you drinking the Andrew Luck Kool-Aid?
Absolutely not. I put it down. Put that down. But
I didn't told you.
Put it
I
down.
I got off that Andrew look a long time ago.
I'm glad the meetings are working for you. Yeah. Okay, so Andrew Luck, you know what? It's not the kid's fault. Don't get me wrong. He's a good quarterback. He's really good. I would take Aaron Rodgers over him any day. I'd probably take a healthy Drew Brees over him any day. But okay. Ever since he got drafted to Indy, people have made him the next Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Now, the kid is good. He is a good quarterback. I'm not taking anything from him. Absolutely. He's a good quarterback. But there is a team in their division that is filled with juggernauts that's going to be a problem. And that is the Texans.
Yes, sir.
Think about this. Next year, you're going to have a healthy Brian Cushing at linebacker. You're going to have a healthy LaDainian Clowney on the D-line. You're going to have a freak of nature. Everybody knows who he is, J.J. Watt.
Mm-hmm.
The Texans' problem last year was the fact that they couldn't score. Well, with them not being able to score, they had Hopkins, and he was still dominating at receiver. And he had like four different quarterbacks throwing him the football. Well, the Texans got themselves Brock Osweiler, the ASU graduate who sat behind Peyton Manning in Denver, the one who left Denver high and dry and went to Houston to start his own legacy. And they also got Lamar Miller from Miami, who tore it up at running back last year.
Wow.
So the Houston Texans are going to be a certified problem if Brock Osweiler plays to his potential. And so I don't see the Colts as being better. They have an aging Frank Gore at a running back. And, yeah, the Colts are going to struggle. Now, this AFC South is very interesting. Very interesting. Marcus Mariota, Tennessee, he's another year on his belt. He's going to be decent. He has Andre Johnson who just signed with him, but he's not the old Andre Johnson. But, you know, hey, he's with him, so I'll give him another weapon. Tennessee, they're not making the playoffs, though. Sorry to break your hearts in Music City. Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be solid. Blake Bortles, with a little bit more time, he's going to be the real deal at quarterback. Not quite ready yet to turn that corner. Jacksonville will be good. I have them going 7-9. I have the Titans coming in. They're a pretty competitive team. They're not going to wow you, maybe 6-10. Here's where I'm going to get reckless. I think the Colts are going to shock the world. A lot of the Andrew Luck homers are going to be in shock because the kid's going to get exposed. I have the Colts going 9-7. And I have the Houston Texans going 10-6, winning the division.
Okay, that makes sense. And you gave them a real improvement, the Colts there, man. They was only 8-8 last year, so you're trying to make them do something there. Houston,
well,
I got to go with Houston, of course, man. You know what I mean? Just the way it is. I don't see nobody else doing it, man. I just don't.
Well, see, in the Colts, they complained. Oh, well, you know what? We were 8-8 because Andrew Luck was injured. Really? Andrew Luck doesn't play defense, and they gave up a lot of points.
Right, that's right.
You know, Andrew Luck is not guarding anybody's receivers. He's not running a cover two.
Sure, right. Absolutely not.
So, I mean, really the most intimidating thing on that Colts team isn't their defense. It's the ungroomed Andrew Luck's beard.
That's right.
I mean, the kid's a good talent, but he looks like a hobo begging for a sandwich half the time. I mean, but it has nothing to do with his production. I digress. We won't antagonize him anymore.
Okay,
and so,
okay, back on.
AFC West.
Yeah,
I made a bold prediction in a previous show about the AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
Denver Broncos, a lot of people are still drinking their Kool-Aid. Oh, well, you know, they're going to repeat. They have a great defense. One question. Who the hell is throwing the football?
I got the answer. Teacher, pick me.
Well, the coach says, Mr. Cubeback says, he says it's going to be Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez.
I throw the ball. You all go ahead and do. Take your care. Handle that. Handle that.
Mr. Butt Fumble himself. Mark Sanchez is, you know what? He's comically bad. I mean, he's not the answer to quarterback. John Elway's a great GM, but you know what? He got caught with his pants down. They were pretty sure that Brock Osweiler was going to sign back, and when he chose not to, they didn't have a plan C, B through Z.
That's right. They sure did.
And that's how you end up with Mark Sanchez. Let me put this into perspective on Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez played with the Jets, and he didn't beat out Ryan Fitzpatrick for the starting job. The Jets didn't want him.
Wow.
This man couldn't beat out Geno Smith or Fitzpatrick. He got cut from the Jets.
That's right.
And that's your week one starter.
Mm-hmm.
Tragedy. You lose Ryan Mathis on the offensive line to the Cardinals. Cardinals got deeper with that. But so you have less protection on the offensive line. You have Mark Sanchez. I don't know what that third string quarterback's name. We'll call him Scooty McFerguson.
That's right.
Yes. Scooty McFerguson out of the Bryman School. They don't have a football team. They have an intramural team, and that's probably where he came from. But, you know, you do have Paxton Lynch, you know, who's going to be a good quarterback. He's just not ready. He's a rookie. So to compete for a Super Bowl, your answer at quarterback is Mark Dirty Sanchez or rookie Paxton Lynch who isn't ready. Not a good look for him. They're going to be in a little bit of trouble there.
Works
so,
for me, antagonist. Works for me.
You know, just jumping right to it, the Chiefs are going to be good. I have the Chiefs coming in second. They're loaded. Johnson's going to be Jamal Charles is going to be healthy. So they're going to be decent and beating the Raiders in the AFC West.
$50,000.
You know what?
Now you $100,000. You my man, $100,000 now. I'll put you on 50. There you go.
Too many weapons. The Raiders are gonna shock the world.
Ooh,
so it's
man,
gonna be interesting.
How you gonna steal it from me? How you gonna? Woo, man! I tell you, it worked.
Hey.
And I'm glad you. I'm first of all.
Hey,
glad
the only bad
check. I'm glad the check cleared. And of course,
the only bad thing
course,
is we got to live with Raiders fans the whole season after they do
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And man, we do. Come on, man. We ain't been good since 2002. Come on, man.
And so,
I still feel bad.
And then
okay,
also looking at the AFC West, just out of respect, we have to mention the San Diego Chargers, and I'll give you an update on the Chargers. They're still in the NFL.
Okay.
Now moving,
they're still there.
To the next,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They're still there, but that's a matter of. All right.
I already
so,
was going through the AFL, but that's okay.
I mean, can we say? I mean, the Chargers. It's so bad because Phillip Rivers is a talented quarterback, but yeah, that's not going to end too well over there.
It's about time. It's about time, right? Is it about
all right,
time?
So we hit the
season.
AFC South, East, West. So now let's North, South, East, West. We hit all the AFC. So predictions out of the AFC. Who do you have in the AFC Championship? Who do you have making it to the Super Bowl?
Come on now. You know, don't even need to be said. Oakland Raiders. That right. More improved. Denver slipping. We're going to slide on up. Now, the thing you're going to give us is KC. KC's improved, too. Them boys ain't no slouches, okay? We talked about that before. But it's Oakland's time, man. And sooner or later, everybody get a time. And this is our time, man. The Raiders. Raiders pulling up. They're going to take the division. I got KC coming up second. I got Denver going third, okay, because they just ain't got it. Like you said, they won
hit away from Sanchez and laying down to put in a rookie, and they'd be done. For real, done. So, yeah, Oakland all day, AFC. I got them taking that division, man. I got them. If I don't believe who will antagonist, who will?
So you got the Raiders in the Super Bowl against the Panthers.
I ain't going that far.
So who are the Raiders playing in the AFC Championship?
Okay, so it's going to have to be against who do you say was going to be in there?
For the AFC Championship, you know what? I'm going to shock the world. I think, you know, I don't think the Patriots are going to make it to the AFC Championship. A lot of people throw them in there automatically. I don't think they're going to make it. I think they're going to lose in the divisional round to a surprising team that's finally going to get the monkey off their back in the Houston Texans. Now, in the AFC Championship, I like the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Houston Texans.
Wow.
Because of experience, most people would go with the Steelers in that game. But you know what? I think J.J. Watt gets his time to shine, and he gets the Texans to the Super Bowl. So my prediction, Texans, Cardinals, in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you crazy there. But okay. I got you. That's why they play the game antagonist. You never know.
Hey.
Going up, you know what I'm saying? They gotta.
When it comes down to it, you have two lights out defenses in Arizona and in Houston. But the bottom line is, the Texans aren't going to be able to put up as many points as that Cardinals offense. And so I have the Cardinals established in 1920, winning their first championship since 1948. It was an NFL championship, but still count.
Yes, there was Chicago somebody there.
That's fine. You could be married to a woman and you guys relocate. You're still married to the same woman you were married in Chicago. Cardinal. And so I got the Cardinals winning their first Lombardi Trophy, beating the Texans, I'd say 23-17. Who do you got in the Super Bowl?
Okay, well, you know, I got to go with the Panthers, man. It would be lovely for Oakland, but, you know, let's get real, man. I don't think they got it. Texans look tough, man, but I'm going to go ahead and take it with I'm going to go Pittsburgh, man. It's going to be a little different, man. Yeah.
Pittsburgh and the Panthers, man.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm going to go with this yoke, man. I'm going to go with the same old way. Now, Cincy, though, man, Cincy's going to be Panthers all day. I thought we talked about that.
Oh.
Come on, man.
What's the score?
I don't give scores, man. I'm not that kind of guy, man. And I don't do numbers like that. You're the numbers guy, man. I just know we're going to win. That's why I know the Panthers going to win. They pick them. It is what it is, man. I'm not you. I can't be you, man. You know? I'm not a guy that picks numbers like that. Just can't do it, man. You're the antagonist.
Are you calling me a nerd?
Antagonist. Absolutely not. And I'm just saying you're a guy with numbers. You're a number guy, man. You know? That's why you my man's 100 grand. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, sir. So there
and
you go.
You know what?
There
and
it is. Bandwagon Radio again, baby. What you talking about, huh?
Bandwagon Radio, baby. You know
it
what?
Happened.
Blog Talk Radio. You can check us out. IFM Sports Radio.
Check us out on there.
You know, listen to Justice Lane's show. Talented young woman.
Yes, sir.
Also, check out Menace Radio.
Hip Hop Menace. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you know what? And there's this great show called The Chop Shop that's coming up.
The Chop Shop is coming soon, yo.
With these guys called the Breakfast Brothers.
The Breakfast Brothers, man. Their voice is dope. But yeah, check us out. We're coming soon. Check them out.
All right. All right, everybody, thank you again for tuning in this week. Catch you guys same bat time, same bat channel. You guys have a great week. Enjoy football season, baby. We're out of here.
Bandwagon, baby. What?
A game in the world crying and fussing. Nigga, we ain't have nothing. Every ghetto I know the same. We trying to make a little change. Preacher man come around talking. I don't want to hear you keep walking. I'ma put the powder in the pot. Whip it till I'm pulling off the lot. Imagine when I pull it off the lot. The new shit come without a top. Once I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop. Bitch, I'm on, I ain't never gonna stop.
I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Hey, came in the game getting money. Flip the chicks, whip, get money. Niggas get to playing with the money. Click bang for the money, shit change over money. They love to see a nigga on the bottom. Catch a come up, gotta keep it on the low. A nigga plug, bless a nigga with a hoe. Wanna break the bitch down in the 36 hoes. Look at here, bitch, I'm A-OK. Shawty won't fuck with me. Strippin' you the chicken in the city, she gon' hit my line. We ain't gon' waste no time. She suckin' and we fuckin' like she need me. But she make a bankroll easy. Pull a light in the room from the TV. We gettin' it on, then I'm gone. It's the type of shit that a nigga be on. Too much on my mind right now. I'm on the grind right now. Lookin' for me, sucker, then I need to be found right now. I got my nine right now. Bitch, I blow your mind right now. I ain't fucking round right now. Better get in line right now. I'll fuck around and die right now. Hope you understand that.
Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man. Word, you know I'm the man. Bitch, I'm the man. Ho, I'm the man.
Do you need personal security or security for an event? Call King Security at 314-556-4270. Or direct message us on Instagram at KingSecurity4. King Security will travel with clients, and we are here to make sure you have a safe day. And again, call 314-556-4270 or direct message us on Instagram at KingSecurity4.
Whipping that beam,
uh-huh.
Pouring all of my veins, African descent, don't step on my toes, my shoes cost your rent, make you no sex, so I get money mucho, why the making young got well, excuse my pigeon, hey, I spray how well, like every day is no birthday, it's nothing, I'm splurging, got dollars, keep pesos, blow pounds, ceilings, all up, so pizza, see my UK Bovita, she allergic to eggs, see immune to Belvita, she get nice like Nicky, built like the dot, she get nice like Nicky.